because you are faithful to all who depend on you. You rule from Zion, Lord, and we sing about you to let the nations know everything you have done. You did not forget to punish the guilty or listen to the cries of those in need. Please have mercy, Lord. My enemies mistreat me. Keep me from the gates that lead to death, and I will sing about you at the gate to Zion. I will be happy there because you rescued me. Our Lord, the nations fell into their own pits, and their feet were caught in their own traps. You showed what you are like, and you made certain that justice is done, but evil people are trapped by their own evil deeds. The wicked will go down to the world of the dead to be with those nations that forgot about you. The poor and the homeless won't always be forgotten and without hope. Do something, Lord. Don't let the nations win. Make them stand trial in your court of law. Make the nations afraid, and let them all discover just how weak they are.
Psalm 10, a prayer for help. Why are you far away, Lord? Why do you hide yourself when I am in trouble? Proud and brutal people hunt down the poor, but let them get caught by their own evil plans. The wicked brag about their deepest desires. Those greedy people hate and curse you, Lord. The wicked are too proud to turn to you, or even think about you. They are always successful, though they can't understand your teachings, and they keep sneering at their enemies. In their hearts they say, "Nothing can hurt us. We'll always be happy and free from trouble." They curse and tell lies, and all they talk about is how to be cruel or how to do wrong. They hide outside villages, waiting to strike and murder some innocent victim. They are hungry lions hiding in the bushes, hoping to catch some helpless passerby. They trap the poor in nets and drag them away. They crouch down and wait to grab a victim. They say, "God can't see. He's got on a blindfold." Do something, Lord God, and use your powerful arm to help those in need. The wicked don't respect you. In their hearts they say, "God won't punish us." But you see the trouble and the distress, and you will do something. The poor can count on you, and so can orphans. Now break the arms of all merciless people. Punish them for doing wrong and make them stop. Our Lord, you will always rule, but nations will vanish from the earth. You listen to the longings of those who suffer. You offer them hope, and you pay attention to their cries for help. You defend orphans and everyone else in need, so that no one on earth can terrify others again.
Psalm 11, a psalm by David for the music leader. Trusting the Lord. The Lord is my fortress. Don't say to me, "Escape like a bird to the mountains." You tell me, "Watch out. Those evil people have put their arrows on their bows, and they are standing in the shadows, aiming at good people. What can an honest person do when everything crumbles?" The Lord is sitting in his sacred temple on his throne in heaven. He knows everything we do because he sees us all. The Lord tests honest people, but despises those who are cruel and love violence. He will send fiery coals and flaming sulfur down on the wicked, and they will drink nothing but a scorching wind. The Lord always does right and wants justice done. Everyone who does right will see his face.
Psalm 12, a psalm by David for the music leader. A prayer for help. Please help me, Lord. All who were faithful and all who were loyal have disappeared. Everyone tells lies and no one is sincere. Won't you chop off all flattering tongues that brag so loudly? They say to themselves, "We are great speakers. No one else has a chance." But you, Lord, tell them, I will do something. The poor are mistreated, and helpless people moan. I'll rescue all who suffer. Our Lord, you are true to your promises, and your word is like silver heated 7 times in a fiery furnace. You will protect us and always keep us safe from those people. But all who are wicked will keep on strutting while everyone praises their shameless deeds.
Psalm 13, a psalm by David for the music leader. A prayer for the Lord's help. How much longer, Lord, will you forget about me? Will it be forever? How long will you hide? How long must I be confused and miserable all day? How long will my enemies keep beating me down? Please listen, Lord God, and answer my prayers. Make my eyes sparkle again, or else I will fall into the sleep of death. My enemies will say, "Now we've won." They will be greatly pleased when I am defeated. I trust your love, and I feel like celebrating because you rescued me. You have been good to me, Lord, and I will sing about you.
Psalm 14, a psalm by David for the music leader. No one can ignore the Lord. Only a fool would say there is no God. People like that are worthless. They are heartless and cruel and never do right. From heaven, the Lord looks down to see if anyone is wise enough to search for him. But all of them are corrupt. No one does right. Won't you evil people learn? You refuse to pray, and you gobble down the Lord's people. But you will be frightened because God is on the side of every good person. You may spoil the plans of the poor, but the Lord protects them. I long for someone from Zion to come and save Israel. Our Lord, when you bless your people again, Jacob's family will be glad, and Israel will celebrate.
Psalm 15, a psalm by David. Who may worship the Lord? Who may stay in God's temple? Or live on the holy mountain of the Lord. Only those who obey God and do as they should. They speak the truth and don't spread gossip. They treat others fairly and don't say cruel things. They hate worthless people, but show respect for all who worship the Lord. And they keep their promises, no matter what the cost. They lend their money without charging interest, and they don't take bribes to hurt the innocent. Those who do these things will always stand firm.
Psalm 16, a special psalm by David. The best choice. Protect me, Lord God. I run to you for safety, and I have said, "Only you are my Lord." Every good thing I have is a gift from you. Your people are wonderful, and they make me happy. But worshippers of other gods will have much sorrow. I refuse to offer sacrifices of blood to those gods, or worship in their name. You, Lord, are all I want. You are my choice, and you keep me safe. You make my life pleasant, and my future is bright. I praise you, Lord, for being my guide. Even in the darkest night, your teachings fill my mind. I will always look to you as you stand beside me and protect me from fear. With all my heart, I will celebrate, and I can safely rest. I am your chosen one. You won't leave me in the grave or let my body decay. You have shown me the path to life, and you make me glad by being near to me, sitting at your right side, I will always be joyful.
Psalm 17. A prayer by David. The prayer of an innocent person. I am innocent, Lord. Won't you listen as I pray and beg for help? I am honest. Please hear my prayer. Only you can say that I am innocent, because only your eyes can see the truth. You know my heart, and even during the night you have tested me and found me innocent. I have made up my mind never to tell a lie. I don't do like others. I obey your teachings and am not cruel. I have followed you without ever stumbling. I pray to you, God, because you will help me. Listen and answer my prayer. Show your wonderful love. Your mighty arm protects those who run to you for safety from their enemies. Protect me as you would your very own eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Don't let my brutal enemies attack from all sides and kill me. They refuse to show mercy, and they keep bragging. They have caught up with me. My enemies are everywhere, eagerly hoping to smear me in the dirt. They are like hungry lions hunting for food, or like young lions hiding in ambush. Do something, Lord. Attack and defeat them. Take your sword and save me from those evil people. Use your powerful arm and rescue me from the hands of mere humans whose world won't last. You provide food for those you love. Their children have plenty, and their grandchildren will have more than enough. I am innocent, Lord, and I will see your face. When I awake, all I want is to see you as you are.
Psalm 18. For the Music Leader. A Psalm by David, the Lord's Servant. David sang this to the Lord after the Lord had rescued him from his enemies, but especially from Saul. David's Song of Thanks. I love you, Lord God, and you make me strong. You are my mighty rock, my fortress, my protector, the rock where I am safe, my shield, my powerful weapon, and my place of shelter. I praise you, Lord. I prayed, and you rescued me from my enemies. Death had wrapped its ropes around me, and I was almost swallowed by its flooding waters. Ropes from the world of the dead had coiled around me, and death had set a trap in my path. I was in terrible trouble when I called out to you, but from your temple you heard me and answered my prayer. The earth shook and shivered, and the mountains trembled down to their roots. You were angry and breathed out smoke, scorching heat and fiery flames spewed from your mouth. You opened the heavens like curtains, and you came down with storm clouds under your feet. You rode on the backs of flying creatures and swooped down with the wind as wings. Darkness was your robe. Thunderclouds filled the sky, hiding you from sight. Hailstones and fiery coals lit up the sky in front of you. Lord Most High, your voice thundered from the heavens as hailstones and fiery coals poured down like rain. You scattered your enemies with arrows of lightning. You roared at the sea, and its deepest channels could be seen. You snorted, and the earth shook to its foundations. You reached down from heaven, and you lifted me from deep in the ocean. You rescued me from enemies who were hateful and too powerful for me. On the day disaster struck, they came and attacked, but you defended me. When I was fenced in, you freed and rescued me, because you love me. You are good to me, Lord, because I do right, and you reward me because I am innocent. I do what you want, and never turn to do evil. I keep your laws in mind and never look away from your teachings. I obey you completely and guard against sin. You have been good to me because I do right. You have rewarded me for being innocent by your standards. You are always loyal to your loyal people, and you are faithful to the faithful. With all who are sincere, you are sincere, but you treat the unfaithful as their deeds deserve. You rescue the humble, but you put down all who are proud. You, the Lord God, keep my lamp burning and turn darkness to light. You help me defeat armies and capture cities. Your way is perfect, Lord, and your word is correct. You are a shield for those who run to you for help. You alone are God. Only you are a mighty rock. You give me strength and guide me right. You make my feet run as fast as those of a deer, and you help me stand on the mountains. You teach my hands to fight and my arms to use a bow of bronze. You alone are my shield. Your right hand supports me. And by coming to help me, you have made me famous. You clear the way for me, and now I won't stumble. I kept chasing my enemies until I caught them and destroyed them. I stuck my sword through my enemies, and they were crushed under my feet. You helped me win victories, and you forced my attackers to fall victim to me. You made my enemies run, and I killed them. They cried out for help, but no one saved them. They called out to you, but there was no answer. I ground them to dust blown by the wind, and I poured them out like mud in the streets. You rescued me from stubborn people, and you made me the leader of foreign nations who are now my slaves. They obey and come crawling. They have lost all courage, and from their fortresses they come trembling. You are the living Lord. I will praise you. You are a mighty rock. I will honor you for keeping me safe. You took revenge for me, and you put nations in my power. You protected me from violent enemies and made me much greater than all of them. I will praise you, Lord, and I will honor you among the nations. You give glorious victories to your chosen king. Your faithful love for David and for his descendants will never end.
Psalm 19. A psalm by David for the music leader. The wonders of God and the goodness of his law. The heavens keep telling the wonders of God, and the skies declare what he has done. Each day informs the following day. Each night announces to the next. They don't speak a word, and there is never the sound of a voice. Yet their message reaches all the earth, and it travels around the world. In the heavens a tent is set up for the sun. It rises like a bridegroom, and gets ready like a hero eager to run a race. It travels all the way across the sky. Nothing hides from its heat. The law of the Lord is perfect. It gives us new life. His teachings last forever, and they give wisdom to ordinary people. The Lord's instruction is right. It makes our hearts glad. His commands shine brightly, and they give us light. Worshiping the Lord is sacred. He will always be worshiped. All of his decisions are correct and fair. They are worth more than the finest gold and are sweeter than honey from a honeycomb. By your teachings, Lord, I am warned. By obeying them, I am greatly rewarded. None of us know our faults. Forgive me when I sin without knowing it. Don't let me do wrong on purpose, Lord, or let sin have control over my life.
Then I will be innocent and not guilty of some terrible fault. Let my words and my thoughts be pleasing to you, Lord, because you are my mighty rock and my protector.
Psalm 20, a psalm by David for the music leader. A prayer for victory. I pray that the Lord will listen when you are in trouble, and that the God of Jacob will keep you safe. May the Lord send help from his temple and come to your rescue from Mount Zion. May he remember your gifts and be pleased with what you bring. May God do what you want most and let all go well for you. Then you will win victories, and we will celebrate while raising our banners in the name of our God. May the Lord answer all of your prayers. I am certain, Lord, that you will help your chosen king. You will answer my prayers from your holy place in heaven, and you will save me with your mighty arm. Some people trust the power of chariots or horses, but we trust you, Lord God. Others will stumble and fall, but we will be strong and stand firm. Give the king victory, Lord, and answer our prayers.
Psalm 21, a psalm by David for the music leader. Thanking the Lord for victory. Our Lord, your mighty power makes the king glad, and he celebrates victories that you have given him. You did what he wanted most and never told him no. You truly blessed the king, and you placed on him a crown of finest gold. He asked to live a long time, and you promised him life that never ends. The king is highly honored. You have let him win victories that have made him famous. You have given him blessings that will last forever, and you have made him glad by being so near to him. Lord Most High, the king trusts you, and your kindness keeps him from defeat. With your mighty arm, Lord, you will strike down all of your hateful enemies. They will be destroyed by fire once you are here, and because of your anger, flames will swallow them. You will wipe their families from the earth, and they will disappear. All their plans to harm you will come to nothing. You will make them run away by shooting your arrows at their faces. Show your strength, Lord, so that we may sing and praise your power.
Psalm 22, a psalm by David for the music leader, to the tune A Deer at Dawn. Suffering and Praise. My God, why have you deserted me? Why are you so far away? Won't you listen to my groans and come to my rescue? I cry out day and night, but you don't answer, and I can never rest. Yet you are the holy God, ruling from your throne and praised by Israel. Our ancestors trusted you, and you rescued them. When they cried out for help, you saved them, and you did not let them down when they depended on you. But I am merely a worm, far less than human, and I am hated and rejected by people everywhere. Everyone who sees me makes fun and sneers. They shake their heads and say, "Trust the Lord. If you are his favorite, let him protect you and keep you safe." You, Lord, brought me safely through birth, and you protected me when I was a baby at my mother's breast. From the day I was born, I have been in your care, and from the time of my birth, you have been my God. Don't stay far off when I am in trouble, with no one to help me. Enemies are all around, like a herd of wild bulls. Powerful bulls from Bashan are everywhere. My enemies are like lions roaring and attacking with jaws open wide. I have no more strength than a few drops of water. All my bones are out of joint. My heart is like melted wax. My strength has dried up like a broken clay pot, and my tongue sticks to the roof of my mouth. You, God, have left me to die in the dirt. Brutal enemies attack me like a pack of dogs, tearing at my hands and my feet. I can count all my bones, and my enemies just stare and sneer at me. They took my clothes and gambled for them. Don't stay far away, Lord. My strength comes from you, so hurry and help. Rescue me from enemy swords, and save me from those dogs. Don't let lions eat me. You rescued me from the horns of wild bulls, and when your people meet, I will praise you, Lord. All who worship the Lord now praise him. You belong to Jacob's family and to the people of Israel, so fear and honor the Lord. The Lord doesn't hate or despise the helpless in all of their troubles. When I cried out, he listened and did not turn away. When your people meet, you will fill my heart with your praises, Lord, and everyone will see me keep my promises to you. The poor will eat and be full, and all who worship you will be thankful and live in hope. Everyone on this earth will remember you, Lord. People all over the world will turn and worship you, because you are in control, the ruler of all nations. All who are rich and have more than enough will bow down to you, Lord. Even those who are dying and almost in the grave will come and bow down. In the future, everyone will worship and learn about you, our Lord. People not yet born will be told, "The Lord has saved us."
Psalm 23, a psalm by David. The Good Shepherd. You, Lord, are my shepherd. I will never be in need. You let me rest in fields of green grass. You lead me to streams of peaceful water, and you refresh my life. You are true to your name, and you lead me along the right paths. I may walk through valleys as dark as death, but I won't be afraid. You are with me, and your shepherd's rod makes me feel safe. You treat me to a feast while my enemies watch. You honor me as your guest, and you fill my cup until it overflows. Your kindness and love will always be with me each day of my life, and I will live forever in your house, Lord.
Psalm 24, a psalm by David. Who can enter the Lord's temple? The earth and everything on it belong to the Lord. The world and its people belong to him. The Lord placed it all on the oceans and rivers. Who may climb the Lord's hill or stand in his holy temple? Only those who do right for the right reasons and don't worship idols or tell lies under oath. The Lord God, who saves them, will bless and reward them, because they worship and serve the God of Jacob. Open the ancient gates so that the glorious king may come in. Who is this glorious king? He is our Lord, a strong and mighty warrior. Open the ancient gates so that the glorious king may come in. Who is this glorious king? He is our Lord, the all-powerful.
Psalm 25 by David. A prayer for guidance and help. I offer you my heart, Lord God, and I trust you. Don't make me ashamed or let enemies defeat me. Don't disappoint any of your worshippers, but disappoint all deceitful liars. Show me your paths and teach me to follow. Guide me by your truth and instruct me. You keep me safe, and I always trust you. Please, Lord, remember, you have always been patient and kind. Forget each wrong I did when I was young. Show how truly kind you are and remember me. You are honest and merciful, and you teach sinners how to follow your path. You lead humble people to do what is right and to stay on your path. In everything you do, you are kind and faithful to everyone who keeps our agreement with you. Be true to your name, Lord, by forgiving each one of my terrible sins. You will show the right path to all who worship you. They will have plenty, and then their children will receive the land. Our Lord, you are the friend of your worshippers, and you make an agreement with all of us. I always look to you because you rescue me from every trap. I am lonely and troubled. Show that you care and have pity on me. My awful worries keep growing. Rescue me from sadness. See my troubles and misery and forgive my sins. Look at all my enemies. See how much they hate me. I come to you for shelter. Protect me, keep me safe, and don't disappoint me. I obey you with all my heart, and I trust you, knowing that you will save me. Our God, please save Israel from all of its troubles.
Psalm 26 by David. The Prayer of an Innocent Person. Show that I am right, Lord. I stay true to myself, and I have trusted you without doubting. Test my thoughts and find out what I am like. I never forget your kindness, and I am always faithful to you. I don't spend my time with worthless liars or go with evil crowds. I wash my hands, Lord, to show my innocence, and I worship at your altar, while gratefully singing about your wonders. I love the temple where you live and where your glory shines. Don't sweep me away as you do sinners. Don't punish me with death as you do those people who are brutal or full of meanness or who bribe others. I stay true to myself. Be kind and rescue me. Now I stand on solid ground, and when your people meet, I will praise you, Lord.
Psalm 27 by David. A Prayer of Praise. You, Lord, are the light that keeps me safe. I am not afraid of anyone. You protect me, and I have no fears. Brutal people may attack and try to kill me, but they will stumble. Fierce enemies may attack, but they will fall. Armies may surround me, but I won't be afraid. War may break out, but I will trust you. I ask only one thing, Lord. Let me live in your house every day of my life, to see how wonderful you are, and to pray in your temple. In times of trouble, you will protect me. You will hide me in your tent and keep me safe on top of a mighty rock. You will let me defeat all of my enemies. Then I will celebrate as I enter your tent with animal sacrifices and songs of praise. Please listen when I pray. Have pity. Answer my prayer. My heart tells me to pray. I am eager to see your face, so don't hide from me. I am your servant, and you have helped me. Don't turn from me in anger. You alone keep me safe. Don't reject or desert me. Even if my father and mother should desert me, you will take care of me. Teach me to follow, Lord, and lead me on the right path because of my enemies. Don't let them do to me what they want. People tell lies about me and make terrible threats. But I know I will live to see how kind you are. Trust the Lord. Be brave and strong. And trust the Lord.
Psalm 28 by David. A Prayer for Help. Only you, Lord, are a mighty rock. Don't refuse to help me when I pray. If you don't answer me, I will soon be dead. Please listen to my prayer and my cry for help as I lift my hands toward your holy temple. Don't drag me away, Lord, with those cruel people who speak kind words while planning trouble. Treat them as they deserve. Punish them for their sins. They don't pay any attention to your wonderful deeds. Now you will destroy them and leave them in ruin. I praise you, Lord, for answering my prayers. You are my strong shield, and I trust you completely. You have helped me, and I will celebrate and thank you in song. You give strength to your people, Lord, and you save and protect your chosen ones. Come save us and bless us. Be our shepherd, and always carry us in your arms.
Psalm 29, a psalm by David. The voice of the Lord in a storm. All of you angels in heaven, honor the glory and power of the Lord. Honor the wonderful name of the Lord, and worship the Lord most holy and glorious. The voice of the Lord echoes over the oceans. The glorious Lord God thunders above the roar of the raging sea, and his voice is mighty and marvelous. The voice of the Lord destroys the cedar trees. The Lord shatters cedars on Mount Lebanon. God makes Mount Lebanon skip like a calf, and Mount Hermon jump like a wild ox. The voice of the Lord makes lightning flash, and the desert tremble. And because of the Lord, the desert near Kadesh shivers and shakes. The voice of the Lord makes deer give birth before their time. Forests are stripped of leaves, and the temple is filled with shouts of praise. The Lord rules on his throne, king of the flood forever. Pray that our Lord will make us strong and give us peace.
Psalm 30, a psalm by David for the dedication of the temple. A prayer of thanks. I will praise you, Lord. You saved me from the grave and kept my enemies from celebrating my death. I prayed to you, Lord God, and you healed me, saving me from death and the grave. Your faithful people, Lord, will praise you with songs and honor your holy name. Your anger lasts a little while, but your kindness lasts for a lifetime. At night we may cry, but when morning comes we will celebrate. I was carefree and thought, I'll never be shaken. You, Lord, were my friend, and you made me strong as a mighty mountain. But when you hid your face, I was crushed. I prayed to you, Lord, and in my prayers I said, what good will it do you if I am in the grave? Once I have turned to dust, how can I praise you, or tell how loyal you are? Have pity, Lord, help. You have turned my sorrow into joyful dancing. No longer am I sad and wearing sackcloth. I thank you from my heart, and I will never stop singing your praises, my Lord and my God.
Psalm 31, a psalm by David for the music leader, a prayer for protection. I come to you, Lord, for protection. Don't let me be ashamed. Do as you have promised and rescue me. Listen to my prayer and hurry to save me. Be my mighty rock and the fortress where I am safe. You, Lord God, are my mighty rock and my fortress. Lead me and guide me so that your name will be honored. Protect me from hidden traps and keep me safe. You are faithful, and I trust you because you rescued me. I hate the worshippers of worthless idols, but I trust you, Lord. I celebrate and shout because you are kind. You saw all my suffering, and you cared for me. You kept me from the hands of my enemies, and you set me free. Have pity, Lord. I am hurting and almost blind. My whole body aches. I have known only sorrow all my life long, and I suffer year after year. I am weak from sin, and my bones are limp. My enemies insult me. Neighbors are even worse, and I disgust my friends. People meet me on the street, and they turn and run. I am completely forgotten like someone dead. I am merely a broken dish. I hear the crowds whisper. Everyone is afraid. They are plotting and scheming to murder me. But I trust you, Lord, and I claim you as my God. My life is in your hands. Save me from enemies who hunt me down. Smile on me, your servant. Have pity and rescue me. I pray only to you. Don't disappoint me. Disappoint my cruel enemies until they lie silent in their graves. Silence those proud liars. Make them stop bragging and insulting your people. You are wonderful, and while everyone watches, you store up blessings for all who honor and trust you. You are their shelter from harmful plots, and you are their protection from vicious gossip. I will praise you, Lord, for showing great kindness when I was like a city under attack. I was terrified and thought, they've chased me far away from you. But you answered my prayer when I shouted for help. All who belong to the Lord, show how you love him. The Lord protects the faithful, but he severely punishes everyone who is proud. All who trust the Lord, be cheerful and strong.
Psalm 32, a special psalm by David. The joy of forgiveness. Our God, you bless everyone whose sins you forgive and wipe away. You bless them by saying, "You told me your sins without trying to hide them, and now I forgive you." Before I confessed my sins, my bones felt limp, and I groaned all day long. Night and day your hand weighed heavily on me, and my strength was gone, as in the summer heat. So I confessed my sins, and told them all to you. I said, "I'll tell the Lord each one of my sins." Then you forgave me, and took away my guilt. We worship you, Lord, and we should always pray whenever we find out that we have sinned. Then we won't be swept away by a raging flood. You are my hiding place. You protect me from trouble, and you put songs in my heart, because you have saved me. You said to me, "I will point out the road that you should follow. I will be your teacher and watch over you. Don't be stupid like horses and mules that must be led with ropes to make them obey. All kinds of troubles will strike the wicked, but your kindness shields those who trust you, Lord. And so your good people should celebrate and shout."
Psalm 33. Sing praises to the Lord. You are the Lord's people. Obey him and celebrate. He deserves your praise. Praise the Lord with harps. Use harps with 10 strings to make music for him. Sing a new song. Shout. Play beautiful music. The Lord is truthful. He can be trusted. He loves justice and fairness, and he is kind to everyone, everywhere on earth. The Lord made the heavens and everything in them by his word. He scooped up the ocean and stored the water. Everyone in this world should worship and honor the Lord. As soon as he spoke, the world was created. At his command, the earth was formed. The Lord destroys the plans and spoils the schemes of the nations. But what the Lord has planned will stand forever. His thoughts never change. The Lord blesses each nation that worships only him. He blesses his chosen ones. The Lord looks at the world from his throne in heaven, and he watches us all. The Lord gave us each a mind, and nothing we do can be hidden from him. Mighty armies alone cannot win wars for a king. Great strength by itself cannot keep a soldier safe. In war, the strength of a horse cannot be trusted to take you to safety. But the Lord watches over all who honor him and trust his kindness. He protects them from death and starvation. We depend on you, Lord, to help and protect us. You make our hearts glad because we trust you, the only God. Be kind and bless us. We depend on you.
Psalm 34, written by David when he pretended to be crazy in front of Abimelech, so that Abimelech would send him away and David could leave. Honor the Lord. I will always praise the Lord. With all my heart I will praise the Lord. Let all who are helpless listen and be glad. Honor the Lord with me. Celebrate his great name. I asked the Lord for help, and he saved me from all my fears. Keep your eyes on the Lord. You will shine like the sun and never blush with shame. I was a nobody, but I prayed, and the Lord saved me from all my troubles. If you honor the Lord, his angel will protect you. Discover for yourself that the Lord is kind. Come to him for protection, and you will be glad. Honor the Lord. You are his special people. No one who honors the Lord will ever be in need. Young lions may go hungry or even starve, but if you trust the Lord, you will never miss out on anything good. Come, my children, listen as I teach you to respect the Lord. Do you want to live and enjoy a long life? Then don't say cruel things and don't tell lies. Do good instead of evil and try to live at peace. If you obey the Lord, he will watch over you and answer your prayers. But God despises evil people, and he will wipe them all from the earth till they are forgotten. When his people pray for help, he listens and rescues them from their troubles. The Lord is there to rescue all who are discouraged and have given up hope. The Lord's people may suffer a lot, but he will always bring them safely through. Not one of their bones will ever be broken. Wicked people are killed by their own evil deeds, and if you hate God's people, you will be punished. The Lord saves the lives of his servants. Run to him for protection, and you won't be punished.
Psalm 35, a psalm by David, a prayer for protection from enemies. Fight my enemies, Lord. Attack my attackers. Shield me and help me. Aim your spear at everyone who hunts me down, but promise to save me. Let all who want to kill me be disappointed and disgraced. Chase away and confuse all who plan to harm me. Send your angel after them, and let them be like straw in the wind. Make them run in the dark on a slippery road as your angel chases them. I did them no harm, but they hid a net to trap me, and they dug a deep pit to catch and kill me. Surprise them with disaster. Trap them in their own nets, and let them fall and rot in the pits they have dug. I will celebrate and be joyful because you, Lord, have saved me. Every bone in my body will shout, "No one is like the Lord." You protect the helpless from those in power. You save the poor and needy from those who hurt them. Liars accuse me of crimes I know nothing about. They repay evil for good, and I feel all alone. When they were sick, I wore sackcloth and went without food. I truly prayed for them, as I would for a friend or a relative. I was in sorrow and mourned, as I would for my mother. I have stumbled, and worthless liars I don't even know surround me and sneer. Worthless people make fun and never stop laughing. But all you do is watch. When will you do something? Save me from the attack of those vicious lions. And when your people meet, I will praise you and thank you, Lord, in front of them all. Don't let my brutal enemies be glad because of me. They hate me for no reason. Don't let them wink behind my back. They say hurtful things and they lie to people who want to live in peace. They are quick to accuse me. They say, you did it. We saw you ourselves. You see everything, Lord. Please don't keep silent or stay so far away. Fight to defend me, Lord God, and prove that I am right by your standards. Don't let them laugh at me or say to each other, now we've got what we want. We'll gobble him down. Disappoint and confuse all who are glad to see me in trouble, but disgrace and embarrass my proud enemies who say to me, you are nothing. Let all who want me to win be happy and joyful. From now on, let them say, the Lord is wonderful. God is glad when all goes well for his servant. Then I will shout all day, praise the Lord God. He did what was right.
Psalm 36, for the music leader by David, the Lord's servant. Human sin and God's goodness. Sinners don't respect God. Sin is all they think about. They like themselves too much to hate their own sins or even to see them. They tell deceitful lies, and they don't have the sense to live right. Those people stay awake, thinking up mischief, and they follow the wrong road, refusing to turn from sin. Your love is faithful, Lord, and even the clouds in the sky can depend on you. Your decisions are always fair. They are firm like mountains, deep like the sea, and all people and animals are under your care. Your love is a treasure, and everyone finds shelter in the shadow of your wings. You give your guests a feast in your house, and you serve a tasty drink that flows like a river. The life-giving fountain belongs to you, and your light gives light to each of us. Our Lord, keep showing love to everyone who knows you, and use your power to save all whose thoughts please you. Don't let those proud and merciless people kick me around or chase me away. Look at those wicked people. They are knocked down, never to get up again.
Psalm 37 by David. Trust the Lord. Don't be annoyed by anyone who does wrong, and don't envy them. They will soon disappear like grass without rain. Trust the Lord and live right. The land will be yours, and you will be safe. Do what the Lord wants, and he will give you your heart's desire. Let the Lord lead you, and trust him to help. Then it will be clear as the noonday sun that you were right. Be patient, and trust the Lord. Don't let it bother you when all goes well for those who do sinful things. Don't be angry or furious. Anger can lead to sin. All sinners will disappear, but if you trust the Lord, the land will be yours. Sinners will soon disappear, never to be found. But the poor will take the land and enjoy a big harvest. Merciless people make plots against good people and snarl like animals. But the Lord laughs and knows their time is coming soon. The wicked kill with swords and shoot arrows to murder the poor and the needy and all who do right. But they will be killed by their own swords, and their arrows will be broken. It is better to live right and be poor than to be sinful and rich. The wicked will lose all of their power, but the Lord gives strength to everyone who is good. Those who obey the Lord are daily in his care, and what he has given them will be theirs forever. They won't be in trouble when times are bad, and they will have plenty when food is scarce. Wicked people are enemies of the Lord and will vanish like smoke from a field on fire.
An evil person borrows and never pays back. A good person is generous and never stops giving. Everyone the Lord blesses will receive the land. Everyone the Lord curses will be destroyed. If you do what the Lord wants, He will make certain each step you take is sure. The Lord will hold your hand, and if you stumble, you still won't fall. As long as I can remember, good people have never been left helpless, and their children have never gone begging for food. They gladly give and lend, and their children turn out good. If you stop sinning and start doing right, you will keep living and be secure forever. The Lord loves justice, and He won't ever desert His faithful people. He always protects them, but destroys the children of the wicked. God's people will own the land and live here forever. Words of wisdom come when good people speak for justice. They remember God's teachings, and they never take a wrong step. The wicked try to trap and kill good people, but the Lord is on their side, and He will defend them when they are on trial. Trust the Lord and follow Him. He will give you the land, and you will see the wicked destroyed. I have seen brutal people abuse others and grow strong like trees in rich soil. Suddenly, they disappeared. I looked, but they were gone and no longer there. Think of the bright future waiting for all the families of honest and innocent and peace-loving people. But not a trace will be left of the wicked or their families. The Lord protects His people, and they can come to Him in times of trouble. The Lord helps them and saves them from the wicked, because they run to Him.
Psalm 38. A psalm by David to be used when an offering is made. A prayer in times of trouble. When you are angry, Lord, please don't punish me or even correct me. You shot me with your arrows and you struck me with your hand. My body hurts all over because of your anger. Even my bones are in pain, and my sins are so heavy that I am crushed. Because of my foolishness, I am covered with sores that stink and spread. My body is twisted and bent, and I groan all day long. Fever has my back in flames, and I hurt all over. I am worn out and weak, moaning and in distress. You, Lord, know every one of my deepest desires, and my noisy groans are no secret to you. My heart is beating fast. I feel weak all over, and my eyes are red. Because of my sickness, no friends or neighbors will come near me. All who want me dead set traps to catch me, and those who want to harm and destroy me plan and plot all day. I am not able to hear or speak a word. I am completely deaf and can't make a sound. I trust you, Lord God, and you will do something. I said, don't let them laugh or brag because I slip. I am about to collapse from constant pain. I told you my sins, and I am sorry for them. Many deadly and powerful enemies hate me, and they repay evil for good, because I try to do right. You are the Lord God. Stay nearby and don't desert me. You are the one who saves me. Please hurry and help.
Psalm 39, a psalm by David, for Jeduthun, the music leader. A prayer for forgiveness. I told myself, I'll be careful not to sin by what I say, and I'll muzzle my mouth when evil people are near. I kept completely silent, but it did no good.
and I hurt even worse. I felt a fire burning inside, and the more I thought, the more it burned, until at last I said, "Please, Lord, show me my future. Will I soon be gone? You made my life short, so brief that the time means nothing to you. Human life is but a breath, and it disappears like a shadow. Our struggles are senseless. We store up more and more without ever knowing who will get it all. What am I waiting for? I depend on you, Lord. Save me from my sins. Don't let fools sneer at me. You treated me like this, and I kept silent, not saying a word. Won't you stop punishing me? You have worn me down. You punish us severely because of our sins. Like a moth, you destroy what we treasure most. We are as frail as a breath. Listen, Lord, to my prayer. My eyes are flooded with tears as I pray to you. I am merely a stranger visiting in your home as my ancestors did. Stop being angry with me and let me smile again before I am dead and gone.
Psalm 40, a psalm by David for the music leader. A prayer for help. I patiently waited, Lord, for you to hear my prayer. You listened and pulled me from a lonely pit full of mud and mire.